The Relevant Radio Studio line is sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters. Information about employment opportunities and their flexible premium life insurance plans available at relevantradio.com/forester.
Facts and faith over fear. The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Well, thanks for joining me today. Jen Jagel posts at St. Andrew Novena. He just told me it is posted. All right. Great job, Jake. It's up at Twitter at Drew Mariani Show. Please like and follow us on Twitter and Facebook. It's Facebook.com, keyword The Drew Mariani Show. And always love to stay in touch. I'm actually working on a book on divine mercy. So when that is out, you know, I'm sure I'll be communicating to you that way as well. So we'll get it out. I'm going to be joined by another author, Patrick Nowakowski. He's going to be stopping by. He's one of my favorite John Paul II guests. And he has written a book called 100 Ways John Paul II Changed the World. And that, if you want to get it, by the way, booksbypatrick.com is the easiest way to get it. Booksbypatrick.com or catholicpublicist.com, whatever's easier for you to remember. But I invited him today to join me because today is a great day. Today is the day, 40 years ago, that John Paul II issued an encyclical on divine mercy. And as I've shared with you many times, this whole divine mercy devotion, we owe a great debt of gratitude to John Paul II for. He was without question the mercy pope. You know, not only did he overturn the ban, put that into motion, and declare the great feast of divine mercy, but he beatified and canonized Saint Faustina. And he wrote such prolific works. One of those was a work called Dives in Misericordia, which means God who is rich in mercy. And I said, Patrick, got to come on. We got to get everyone plugged into the insights that John Paul II had seen through this work. And like many of his other works, he had a keen sense what was happening in the world at the time and how appropriate this work was for that. Patrick, good to have you back. Good afternoon.
Drew, great to be with you always.
You know, this idea of God's mercy is an intensely personal one to John Paul II. He had that deep love, as I mentioned, to divine mercy and a devotion to Saint Faustina. And John Paul's he wrote his first encyclical, I think it was Redemptor Hominis, and this I think this was his second
Redeemer
one.
Yeah, Redeemer Man.
So
this was his second.
Correct. If Phil, you're telling me that actually we are in sync with what happened 40 years ago.
Yeah, 40 years ago today was Sunday, the first Sunday of Advent, when John Paul II released this second encyclical that I think was perhaps one of his personal favorites, simply because he told George Weigel during their many, many interviews, he said that he'd been very near to Saint Faustina and been thinking about her and the message of mercy when he began to write this. And it's interesting that, you know, if you look at the entirety of his pontificate, his real focus was, who is man? He was a philosopher. So he looked at, who is man? What is a human being? And what is our purpose? And the human anthropology is kind of what they call it. And if you understand who the human person is, especially in relation to God, but in relation to each other as well, then you kind of get John Paul II and where he was coming from, because he put that in such beautiful perspective. And I think his first encyclical, Redemptor Hominis, the Redeemer of Man, kind of set the stage for Dives in Misericordia, Rich in Mercy, which he starts out the encyclical saying that Jesus came to reveal the Father, God the Father, who is rich in mercy. And he goes into, you know, the story of the prodigal son, and he goes into, you know, God's justice as opposed to mercy, and the whole history of mercy. And that was, I think, formed by his understanding of the divine mercy message in Saint Faustina, which he had been intimately connected with since the beginning of his priesthood.
Yeah, no, I love it. It's a beautiful and very, I think, important work. And I see John Paul II as almost a prophet, really, for our time. And this work is so important because it examines the world problems brought up in his first encyclical, including the rising militarization and the tyranny and the starvation and the daily problems that so many different parts of the world had to undergo. But he also taught in it really the authentic Christian response to these problems, and that's through God's mercy, especially revealed, you know, in the love of the Father in the Trinity. It's amazing what the Holy Father was able to see and what he was able to do. How does this rank in terms of some of his writings for you, this particular encyclical?
Well, when I think about what Jesus said to Faustina, I want you to prepare the world for my second coming. And, you know, that's pretty weighty. That's a big deal. So, and then you look at John Paul II and how God placed him in the middle of Poland, Second World War. He moved to Krakow just like 2 or 3 months before Faustina died. He went to her convent so many times to pray after her death. And he understood divine mercy. So he saw himself as an instrument of God in unpacking the work that he gave Faustina to do, which is to tell the world about his mercy, to kind of set the stage for his second coming. And he says in the encyclical, and you said it so right, that he had his finger on the pulse of what was going on in the world, the Cold War and the growing militarization and the immense bloodshed of the 20th century. And he writes how much the world needs to understand and accept divine mercy. And that's really accepting what Jesus said to Faustina, that this is the time for mercy. And that time, it will pass. And then comes the time for justice. So essentially, it's the same gospel message: repent and accept the good news, and preach the good news and live the good news.
Yeah, I was struck today. I was going to share a little bit about the approved apparitions in Kibeho, Rwanda. I'm not going to have time, I don't think, to get to a whole lot of that today. But as I was, you know, getting ready and just taking a look at the work that the Holy Father did on mercy, I thought, November 28th, the Virgin Mary appeared in a little landlocked country called Rwanda, Africa, back in 1981 to a group of seers. The visions were approved. Three of the seers were formally approved by the church. But yeah, we know what happened there. The Virgin gave a bloody warning in 1982 of what was to happen. She showed the children the genocide that was about to befall the nation, and true to her prophecy, it all came true. And we think of the horror, 800,000, a million people lost their lives, 1.2 million fled to the neighboring countries of Tanzania and Burundi, and people lost their families. They were hunted down with machetes by neighbors, you know, neighbor turned on neighbor. It was horrible. And there's men like Father Ubald or Immaculate Ilibigiza who wrote these great books. They talked about reconciliation and mercy. And I thought, boy, those two events almost go hand in hand. John Paul comes out with this just a day or two after, you know, this whole Rwanda event. And I think how important it is, because we see Immaculate, we see Father Ubald demonstrating what mercy and reconciliation can do. And I think about how important it is today. I only have about a moment or two left for you. So let me give you final thoughts, if I could, Patrick.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at one of the quotes from this encyclical. He says, in many cases, mercy is shown to be not only more powerful than justice, but also more profound. Wow. He writes also that mercy differs from justice, but it's not in opposition to it. If we admit that the history of man and the presence of God, who already as creator has linked himself to his creature with a particular love. In a sense, what he's saying is mercy trumps justice. And it needs to come first. And it's, mercy is transformative. It changes hearts. It puts us in a position where we can accept grace and we can actually see God clearly, because God is mercy.
Amen.
Jesus' greatest attribute. That's what Faustina said. Yeah. His greatest attribute is his mercy.
Yeah, and that's what hooked Sapochko. He's like, what? And right. He said, no mind, be it human or angelic, will ever be able to fathom the depths of God's mercy, not through all eternity. That's the mystery that awaits us. Hey, your book on John Paul II, I've got about a minute left. If people want to get it, what's the best way to do it? What's the best way to get connected?
Yeah, you can find it on Amazon. It's published by our Sunday Visitor. It's available at their store. You can find it and get an autographed copy at my website, booksbypatrick.com.
All right. Patrick, thank you. Always great talking with you. Stay with me.
Likewise,
I will
friend.
Be back in just a moment. Have you heard about that strange image that showed up in the desert in Utah? I'll give you the latest on that. We got a lot more to talk about. Stay with me.